a coincidence that all the girls had curly hair and the boys didn't. It was also a coincidence that in those pictures, all the girls are sitting down. Except Paul. The boys are standing up and the girls are sitting down. And we didn't set out to have it that way at all. It just was a coincidence all the way through.
Maybe the photographers work it that way.
Maybe. I was born here. I remember Therese was born on Sunday afternoon. Because Dr. Hughes was with me. Daddy was at Malvern. And Dr. Hoban was out of town. Dr. Hughes just came in for a visit, just to see me, and found that I was in labor, and said, well, go ahead. Don't take any more of that medicine that's stopping you, and I'll stay here. And he was with me, so he always called Therese his baby, because Therese was born about 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And she was one of the redheads of the girls. Beautiful hair. And I remember that incident about her because Dr. Hughes and his wife were here when the baby was born. And when Daddy came home, Jimmy went down to the door and said, well, you have a new daughter. But that wasn't anything unusual about that because Pop was at Malvern when several of them were born. If they had become such a matter of almost of habit that there wasn't too much thought given to me, sort of my work and my business, and it was just a matter of, well, the baby being born. When the baby was born, all right, but there wasn't too much concerned about me until after the baby was born.
Didn't she apply for the Carmelites?
She wanted to. When she was in grammar school, she talked about the Carmelites all the time.
Where'd you get
them? Of course, Therese, people, their father talking to her, because Therese was the baby that was with me when we went to Europe. And her father used to tell her that she had been to Lourdes and Lisieux and Rome and all the rest of it. And she'd go to school and tell the nuns that she had visited all these places. Of course, she didn't know how she had visited them, but her father had told her she had. So we thought she might be twins. I was so big. So we baptized her Therese Bernadette because of the little flower and Bernadette. And I went away in September. I went away in July and came back in September. She was born in December. So that I was certainly a healthy specimen to go through that with the. She was the 10th child and was perfectly normal and all right when she was born. That's the marvelous thing, I think, about all of them, that they all were normal and healthy and just lived. There are no geniuses among them, but they just lived normal, healthy lives. Lawrence was the first one I went to the hospital. And the doctor advised me to go to the hospital for the vacation, away from the rest of the crowd, to get a couple of weeks out of the house.
Where, St. Agnes?
Down St. Agnes's. And I went down to St. Agnes's. I remember Lawrence was born very early in the morning, around 5 or 6 o'clock, and the hospital was all quiet. That was the only time I was ever in a... in the delivery room, because they put me in a bed in there because of the rest of the hospital being so quiet. And I had always suffered after the babies were born with sort of an insomnia that kept me awake for 48 hours. I wouldn't sleep, couldn't go to sleep. So this time, after Marge was born, I asked the doctor to do something about it. So he did give me some little sedative. And I did go to sleep after Marge was born. And I remember that very well because it had been a bugbear to suffer every time. After it was all over, I used to say I suffered more after the baby was born than before, because I would have this wakefulness. But he helped me with something after she was born. And it was during her being in the hospital that Lindbergh flew across the ocean. We were very much interested in watching and listening to Lindbergh's progress over the ocean. I remember Pop coming down with the details of the flight all the time, hospital, Paul and Anne and Rosemary. Born about noontime down there. I had gone down 2 weeks before that, taken my bags, and nobody was around. So I told Pop I'd ride with him. He was going to a building and loan meeting. So we rode all the way up the Roosevelt Boulevard to the Oxford Circle. And I sat there while he went into the meeting. When he came out, he decided I wasn't going to stay in the hospital at all. So I had him take me back and get my bags and went home. And then 2 weeks later, I really went in about noontime. Paul was born, oh, an hour or so after I was in there. But that's one of the things that they say you have some sort of false labor about 2 weeks ahead of time. But then the rest, the babies became so many that there wasn't anything too individual about each one of them. Of course, they grew up to be individuals. They were all their own individual selves later on, but they were the same pattern.
What about Anne?
Anne was born down the St. Agnes's right before Christmas. Of course, that was disturbing because I was away for Christmas. And because I was prepared, everything prepared for a long time before Christmas, getting ready for it. But it was very upsetting to be away from so many of them at Christmas time. So Anne was born on the 20th, and on Christmas Eve, I had a room on the first floor. They all arrived down there, and of course they don't allow children in the hospital. So Pop conceived the idea of bringing them around into the yard and handing them into the window. So he put Frank and Dick in the room, and he handed the little ones in through the window. So that Christmas Eve, they were all in my room with them, and with me. And as they all got in there, Dr. Corrigan arrived at the door of the room to see me. And he took one look at the crowd, and he said, "Well, Rita, I see you have more than you need, so I won't stay." So they all just got on their knees, and he gave them his blessing and went out and shut the door. But there was a fellow in the hospital that had seen this performance, and he reported to the sisters that these children were in the hospital. So word came down to us by one of the nurses, and we had to just quickly get them out the window again and out of the way before they were seen.